Blog Talk Radio.
Who knows how this is going to turn out?
This is the Binghamton Throat Punch, 60 minutes of pro wrestling talk and unnecessary nothingness with your hosts, Ian Daddy Bones and Scott Fineout on ThreeRopes.com.
All right, worldwide,
we got an intro.
Yes, we do.
Sounds like we're like way more professional than we really are.
Pretty much. Anybody want to shout out for that intro?
You know, I'll just say that we've got some really good Canadian friends. They look like the guys on South Park. You know, they don't have the cutoff head.
The flappy head.
Yeah.
Like broken plates.
Well, the whole joke was they're in Toronto. It's ESPN Radio in Toronto that does our intros and stuff like
really?
That. And I told them that we were going to get the roster page up. Me, you, Jim, Kevin Hagen, and I told them that we were. It's got to happen. And they're good sports about it. They're cool. And they've done a lot of everything of, you know, in the business. We call it radio imaging. And what that basically is everything, you know, well, Wild 104, blah, 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 today's mm-hmm. hit music, that stuff makes your brand online, I guess, or, you know, your broadcasting brand, so to speak. And they've done a great job for us. So good shout out to those guys up at ESPN. Toronto.
Yeah, definitely. I heard that like 4 minutes ago. I'm like, oh my God, that sounds incredible.
And you already got it. You see, that's how Three Girls works. We do this thing fast.
Well, how are you feeling on this Tuesday morning?
Man, it is crap outside.
Yeah, it is. I am stressed as all hell right now.
I'm thinking about building an ark. I'm trying to look at YouTube. I've learned how to tie a tie. I've learned how to, you know, rotate tires. Now I'm looking to build an ark.
It's funny. I've been using YouTube tutorials to learn how to build my own coil. For my rebuildable atomizers and whatnot. That's quite the hobby as far as getting all your tools and everything you need to make your coil. And you feel like Dr. Frankenstein. Once you build a decent coil and it fires up and everything's burning evenly, you're like, it's alive.
It's got a like shop class there, the Daddy Bones. Maybe that is something that we can get Three Ropes on when we eventually broadcast video. Maybe we'll do shop class with the Daddy Bones.
Well, see, that's the thing with vapes. You got all these mods and different types of devices and whatnot. It's like the hipster steampunk equivalent of being the back in the day stoner and saying like, look, man, I made a bong out of a lemon, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
that doesn't sound half bad either. So my question is, how do you get these vape flavors? Because I want to know how cool. Okay, I worked with a bunch of people who've tried that. I never hear people making their own flavors. Is this something ridiculously hard to do because of chemicals?
Well, see, that's the thing. Because, like, in today's nature...
How hard is it to bottle unicorn cum?
Well,
I mean, really.
Well, here's the thing. You look at it with the e-cig, you know, with people making their own juice. And we do have some local guys around town that make their own e-juice, like a guy named Keith Sturrock. He owns TrueEJuice.com, which has been a local... flavor. It's been a local brand that I've been seeing in some vape shops that it's been very affordable that I've been getting and whatnot. So I know he's a local chemist. He makes his own juices. But that's the thing. In today's modern Fox News world, you think of labs, chemicals, chemists, you automatically think of meth lab.
Right.
Whatnot. Like people got these, you know, Breaking Bad like operations. Now, I don't think there's people in a trailer in Southern Tier making vape juice, but you know, you got hobbyists that have been making their own vape juice, and when it comes down to it, the e-juice for e-cigs is basically water, propylene, glycol, nicotine, and your artificial flavoring, which from what I hear, is no different than the same flavorings they use in like jelly beans and candies and whatnot. So,
well, last episode we talked about Thanksgiving dinner being a possible flavor.
That would be amazing.
I'm still waiting for it. I don't know. Do you think they already have it?
What?
The Thanksgiving dinner.
You know, they have, honestly, there are so many different flavors out there that at this point, anything is possible, and Scott's currently looking on Google to see if there's any.
Is this? No, that's not it.
No.
Vape juice?
Yes.
Vape juice flavors? I gotta spell juice right? Thanksgiving. That's what we got here. It's not coming up.
Nah.
Nothing on Amazon works anyway.
I mean, if you just go to straight Google and look e-juice Thanksgiving dinner, you might find something. But
it's called e-juice? Okay.
Yeah.
Carry this program when I do something.
All right.
Some researching.
Well, there's, there's been so many different flavors. I mean, anything you could possibly think of or smell can be turned into pretty much an e-cig flavor. Ah.
Now, we got a pumpkin spice chai tea. We also got Dutch apple pie. Okay,
mm-hmm.
This is all we have from Pink Spot. Some tasty holiday Eve.
Look at that. Hold on. Go back.
Go back.
There was something that was straight up your alley. Three fucking Thanksgiving e-liquid.
E-liquid. Okay.
Yeah, if those of you who heard a little girl, hey, we're doing a podcast. Shut up. If you hear in the background, you'll hear my
parenting 101.
Yeah, parenting 101 with me. you'll hear my daughter Natalia in the background.
Like, the first kid to be allowed into the studio.
Pretty much, yeah, I guess. Well, the thing is, this whole day kind of got screwed up and started with a phone call at 5:30 in the morning. Binghamton City School District's telling me my kid got a two-hour delay.
Terrible weather.
Well, yeah, terrible weather out there.
Terrible.
But, you know, it's kind of funny because here we are friggin' 2 days after Valentine's Day and the kids have their first snow day of this school year. So even going back to when they could have had a snow day in like November, December, and never had one.
These teachers are mailing it in. They are mailing it in.
They're phoning it in. They're taking advantage of technology. But God forbid, you're a student and you get copying on your cell phone.
That's right. See, then you're expelled.
Yeah.
This is not good.
So then, the kids normally, like normally the routine Scott and I have been getting into when doing the show is I walk my kids to school because it's right around the corner. And after I take the kids to school, Scott would usually be, sitting out there in his car.
Well, you have to walk 250 feet, but that's a different story. But I pick you up around the corner.
Yeah, picks me up around the corner from the school, and, we'll do the throw punch and whatnot. But today, I was supposed to take my kids to school at 7 o'clock. And with a two-hour delay, that means we weren't leaving the house now till 9 o'clock. And then quarter of 9, I get another call from the school telling me that school is in fact closed for the day.
Make up your damn mind.
So then I'm trying to figure out, well, crap, I'm supposed to be going to Scott's to do the show, and I got my kids. What am I going to do? But, yeah, so I grab Natalia, and she's over here. She's on my tablet on Netflix right now, behaving herself. And being
we got half of the Hart Foundation here. We got Natty here. Owen is not present.
No, Owen's at home, doing his thing. He's playing video games. And
what that basically means, Ian's trying to say, is practicing sharpshooter techniques.
Yeah.
Owen at home. So we got half the Hart Foundation.
Beard growing.
Well, I heard that's important, too. So, hey, listen, we were talking a little bit about Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, Thanksgiving is the Valentine's Day of food.
It's penis Christmas.
Oh. And how did everything work over on your end?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Same thing that's been going on for years. Amber and I are the type of we're the type of couple where we don't do Valentine's Day gifts for each other.
Yeah, this makes two.
I mean, we usually don't. I mean, like I'll get her, there's nothing elaborate. Like, I'm not going to K Jeweler and I'm not getting her a necklace or a bracelet. And she's not going out getting me something extravagant.
So it's not Jared.
No.
It cannot only be Jared.
No, whether it's a bracelet or a foot-long sub, no Jared in my house. but the thing is, we celebrate small. Like for me, Valentine's Day is a PlayStation Network. Three more months of PlayStation Plus.
Right.
You know what I mean? And her gift would be a bottle of whatever she feels like drinking tonight.
Yeah.
Insert rum, red wine, whatever. So.
No different than a Thursday.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Yeah, you know, I talked to somebody who took his girl. My friend, don't do the whole celebration thing either. I talked to somebody who went to Remlick's, and he said he dropped like $135. I'm like, what? He's like, they gave me like, you know, I'm sitting here holding a regular Coca-Cola bottle. I guess a 20-ounce Coca-Cola bottle.
Santa Claus.
I could take, yeah, how old is this thing?
The Santa Claus.
How old is this thing that they're selling me? He said that you could take this whole bottle and dump it into this glass. And it was just soda. It was just soda. It was just 20 ounces of Coca-Cola. And he's like, yeah, they charged $10. I'm like, $10? Now, in a city, I can see this. What the hell is Remlick's doing? That's crazy. That's so overpriced.
That's how I feel when I'm working at the airport. And it's like, I got a couple bucks in my pocket. And it's like, I don't feel like coffee today because I feel like getting stuff done and not having to worry about refilling my cup and picking up the gourmet creamer. So it's like, I'll have those mornings where I'll just get a five-hour energy shot. And then with a five-hour energy shot, I can't be drinking with it. So, you know, it's like I need something to not cast. Five comes out.
Okay.
It officially comes out for the PlayStation 4. So PlayStation 4 officially comes out today. Street Fighter 5 is in the PlayStation 4 with PlayStation 5. To have all 44 characters at the end of the day, you technically had to buy the game or purchase different Super Arcade Edition to then Ultra Street Fighter.
That's what I don't like about this whole video game market now. It's like, buy the game, and that's just the platform to what you can buy. Because then you're like, oh, buy a token. And it used to be like, get 100 coins, and then you get one up player. It's like, no.
You got 16 characters, and I'm looking at it like it's 2016. There's
140 characters that we need in 2016. Holy crap, he's got a special move? What would Aaron Bogart
special move? Oh, yeah, speaking of wrestling games real quick, if you want to Google this to bring it up for reference, I believe it's called Five Star Wrestling.
Man, you're really making me work over here, Ian.
It's called Five Star Wrestling, and it's available on the PlayStation 4.
Yeah, when's that coming out? I heard a little bit about that game.
It sucks. Save your money. Don't even get it. I mean, look. See the Jeff Hardy ripoff right there?
Yeah, it doesn't really look good, but I like the whole idea that, like, just a couple designers, not a video game company, just came up with this idea, but it doesn't look good.
But the names of the wrestlers are like so
generic.
Oh no! Everybody in that
Tony
game,
Wolf.
Everybody in that game is like ripping somebody off.
Oh really? Oh yeah! Look at that. That's Swan.
Like no, like honestly, I think that Jeff Hardy character. I think his name is Greg Hardy.
Is that? No.
No.
I'm gonna look. Five star wrestling characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get to the bottom of this.
Get to the bottom of this.
Okay, hold
on. No, but like one of them's name is like literally Kirk Angel.
Why can't I find anything?
Click on his official Facebook. Here we go.
Oh, my goodness. No way. Oh, no. Wait, hold on. These are just
Mike
types.
Iceberg. Mike Iceberg.
Where do you see this? Oh, here it is. For example, Mike Iceberg has a ton of powerful moves, and as a brute, he can take an incredible amount of damage to his upper body and head.
Yeah, he's clearly your Bill Goldberg.
I was thinking Glacier.
Oh, they got a Randy Orton ripoff, a Jeff Hardy ripoff.
Look at this. Here we go.
Oh, see?
Okay, so we're looking at just so people, because people can't see. Okay, so what we're looking at is five guys laid horizontally against one another. Yeah. And in the front is Goldberg, right?
Yes.
To the left of this, the bull.
Yes.
Is that could it be The Rock possibly?
Actually, get this. I think his name is Mike Maivia. They actually left Maivia in the game.
He's got an eyebrow raised.
I think
raised.
He's the bull Johnny Maivia or something like that. That's
there's a guy on the way right who's got a Brock Lesnar tattoo.
No. That's Brock Lesnar and Daniel Bryan matched
yes,
together.
Yes, it is.
His name is Ragnar Brock.
How do you know all this?
Because I unfortunately was like seeing if this was actually any good. And I'm like, oh, God, no. I made this straight-up poo face when I like saw YouTube videos about this. This is like a horrendous nightmare. It's like
so on January 19th, they said, so far, the only licensed character is Rey Mysterio. And he's going to be a downloadable character. So that tells me that they can't use him in packaging. So
I think Rey Mysterio is running out of options. Watch. This is going to be the company that freaking gets signed to do the Lucha Underground.
Is this Orton right here?
Supposed to be.
And then the guy in the mask.
That's supposed to be a freaking ripoff of Chris Benoit's Wild Pegasus.
Okay.
But they gave him the freaking Detroit Red Wing wings on the side of his head instead. So
yeah, there's a lot of cool like games out there, and then there's a lot of cool attempts at games out there. There's like you know, this is one of the only games that I know of that had an actual plane, right? Like, it's not a simulator.
Right.
There's a lot of simulators out there. I've gotten dabbled into a little booking simulator games, and so one day I'm playing this game. I'm like, ah, cool, you know, I'm going to book some guys, you know, and it's like, they have everybody, you know, the wrestlers and shit, you know, Kurt Angle and whatever the hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I look up, and they make all this fake news, too, in this game, so that, you know, it kind of simulates a game world. And all of a sudden, I see in this fake headline, I see a picture of Sean Carr. Like, what the hell is he doing in this game? And, you know, just a random headline, right? And it says, Sean Carr, steroid user. And I was like, huh, it all makes sense now. So Sean Carr is in this game, which is pretty cool. Not the steroid use part, but that's just, you know, that's a random headline. No, Scott didn't say Sean Carr's using steroids. That's not what I said. I said that in the game that he's in, Cage is in this game. Superbad was in this game. 2CW
was in
this game.
I think I know what you're talking about, because I think 2CW referee Jonathan Ash had a big, like, thread about this game that he found online that I think Johnny Ash was actually he was questioning whether or not guys were getting paid royalties off this. Or did you contact anybody to get their official likeness and whatnot?
Like, I think Goldberg has a bigger claim to the likeness and branding and being ripped off than maybe Superbad does, or Dick Justice in this case. But you know, that's just me.
Yeah, I don't know what whatever happened in that game, but yeah, I accidentally stumbled across this five-star
wrestling.
I was like, holy crap!
You know, at first start, it looked like, man, I hope. And then it's like, no. PlayStation 4.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm sure it's going to have its niche audience. But when I'm reading reviews and I see WWF Warzone, so when your comparison is, oh, is it plays just like WWF Warzone?
Mm-hmm.
That's more reason for me to walk over my copy of WWE 2K16, kiss the cover, and just put it where it was.
I think,
I love you, Stone Cold Box.
This game, you know, the graphics, though, they don't look half bad. You know, that's the thing. People are going to judge it because they haven't tried to work on it. And that's how people should judge it. Does it suck or does it not? Okay, sucks. Why does it suck? It's like, because there's no company behind it. They're not using a good game engine. I've taken a couple classes in this. Mm-hmm. By no means I'm an expert. You know way more than I do in this. But I've been a part of one of 20 people to make a PlayStation game, PlayStation 2. And it was a terrible game. And it was a first-person shooter, and it happened in New York City. And that whole – it was just New York City. It was just like Times Square. That's all we had.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to, like, make all this shit. And it was so long of a process. I mean, this game took, like, a year to make. And then once we were able to play it, we're all hyped up. We're like, this is going to be the greatest experience ever. Grand Theft Auto – fuck that shit. We're going to come apart.
Grand Theft Us, bro.
So yeah. So we play this game and we're like, oh my god, it sucks. This isn't even fun. I just shot somebody. I didn't even the cursor wasn't over them. I hit the I pulled the trigger and they fell dead. I'm like, this
I'd rather
is
play 30 Army Men right now. That's
right. That's right. All right, so wrestling news here today. Titus O'Neil, not today, but since we talked.
Well, last week. It was a week ago today.
Yeah.
It basically happened the last time we were doing this episode, this was going on.
It actually did, yeah, yeah. He was told on SmackDown tape. They made him go to the SmackDown taping. Drive a couple hours just so we can tell you to go home.
Oh, I've heard that scenario for years. They'll do that.
Yeah, it sucks, man.
I mean, it's no different than having another job where, yeah, we're going to let you work to the end of the shift, then we're going to tell you, you've got to let you go.
I hate that.
I know. It's like, you knew you were firing me today. Why the fuck did you just, I'm sorry, there I go.
You know, it's already been said.
Okay, you just fired me. Why the beep? Did you just send me home at the beginning of the
that's
shift?
Our,
it makes no sense.
With our post-production right there. Beep. We're like a Wu-Tang. Plow, plow, plow.
Making some throw punch budget.
Oh, man. Yeah, we spent it all on the lollipops that we bought for the studio, which I'm even sadly lying about. There's no lollipops.
Damn it, you said there was candy.
Yeah, goddamn e-juice. That's all. That's all we got is e-juice. We have unicorn jizz and lucky leprechaun.
Put them on your gums.
I don't know. So, but yeah, the Titus O'Neil thing, that sucks, man. I mean, here's a guy who has been a brand ambassador for the WWE.
Well, before we talk about type of person Titus O'Neil was, let's recap exactly what happened.
No, this is why you're the host.
Okay, well, the thing with Titus O'Neil is it happened during the Daniel Bryan retirement ceremony last week that closed out Raw and then immediately carried over and continued on the WWE Network, in which Daniel Bryan said his goodbyes to the fans. He, while he was doing that, the superstars came out on stage with Vince and Triple H and Stephanie, and they're all clapping and, you know, giving Daniel Bryan his props. And, you know, all the superstars are out there. And then afterwards, when Brie and Daniel Bryan went to the back, Triple H, Stephanie, and, Triple H, Stephanie, and Vince McMahon went walking through the superstars to go to the back. And while Vince McMahon was passing Titus O'Neil, we're looking at the video right now, he like reaches over and he grabs Vince by his arm. And you didn't know exactly what he was doing. I mean, looking at the video on loop right now, it basically looks like Titus just reached over, grabbed him by the arm, and it looked like he went to embrace him or something.
And Titus was saying that he was trying to get Stephanie to go first.
Yeah, from what I hear, he made a comment.
I don't believe it at all.
He made a comment saying ladies first.
Yeah. You got caught, you know, clowning around with the boss. You thought you had a better relationship with him. He got pissed off. The WWE is stupid. Why would you do this? Just let it go. Now it's a PR thing. Now it's people like us talking about it. Now it's people like everybody in the world talking about this thing going, what in the hell are they doing? Firing this guy now. 90 days, that's going to get you out of WrestleMania.
Well,
that's
see,
the biggest
the
payday
thing.
Of the year.
See, here's the thing. I heard originally he got suspended for 90 days. Then they dropped it down to a 60-day suspension, which still means he's going to miss WrestleMania.
Right, but it also means that he will be able to hit the European tour, which is something that they will also – the WWF wrestlers get paid a little bonus on the European tour. And also, I got to think it might be a little bit of a punishment. It's like, okay, come back. Now fly to Europe. That sounds awesome to us.
Yeah.
But to these guys, they're only going to arenas. So it's just a longer flight.
Pretty much. And like, I mean, not changing topic real quick, but like last night, Big Show was talking about like being on an airplane and not sleeping for like 30 hours and whatnot because he can't sleep on an airplane. And given his size now, still me being a regular size guy. I mean, Titus ain't no regular size guy, but still, being in that situation, going on a plane for that long hours for the flight, it's going to take something out of you. But going back to Titus O'Neil, I mean, at the end of the day, they said he got suspended for 90 days. Then apparently they dropped it down to where he was only being suspended for 60 days. But still, you look at that in the long run, especially if you're smart into the way that the WWE wellness policy works. I mean, technically, 60 days is a punishment for a second-time drug offender.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And, I mean, for other Randy Ortons out there, you know what I mean? You know, they freaking usually if you violate the wellness policy, I think I'm pretty sure they send you home they give you a 30-day suspension.
Correct.
And then it's a 60-day.
It's a multiplier.
Right. But you know, Titus ain't one of those guys.
No.
Titus isn't one of the guys that's going to get busted for weed. He's not going to get busted for growth supplements, hormones. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that's exactly the point. The WWE is trying to send a message that if you are unprofessional, which in the WWE's case, they deem this to be unprofessional conduct.
Right.
And there has been a problem with that in the WWE locker room lately. And Titus O'Neil was the perfect fall guy because now everybody's going, well, the company got behind this guy.
I mean, company, but then again.
The company is even behind me. And he has 90 days. What do I get?
See, but here's the thing, though. I mean, I kind of look at it like, yeah, maybe he got a little too comfortable with his boss. Maybe he got a little too relaxed. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, okay, looking back, he grabbed Vince McMahon by his arm. Okay?
Correct.
I'm just saying, let's rewind to like the mid-90s. How many times did Vince McMahon have a Shawn Michaels that was hopped up on pills and alcohol telling Vince what he's going to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, when Vince ever talks about the Shawn Michaels days, he'll always be like, oh, I'll never let anybody talk to me.
Oh,
like
I was the path, goddammit.
You know what I mean? But it's like, he wasn't even acting like a Shawn Michaels.
Right.
You know, this guy goes out of his way for charity. The week before on SmackDown, you're putting him over because he did this book reading or whatnot, or he met these like 150 honor roll kids and like gave them props for doing such a good job in school that he rewarded them by inviting them all to SmackDown and bought tickets for them.
You know what Titus O'Neil did the second day that he got suspended?
Mm-hmm.
He went to a nursing home and just like spent all day there hanging out and embracing the WWE product, and he's still working. And even though he's not getting paid, he's still working. He's being a good example, and he's owning up to it. He's saying, hey, you know what? This is the thing. Like, I don't agree with it, but I'm just going to ride out my 90 days.
He's taking his medicine like a man.
He's
eating shit, learning to like the taste, knowing someday he's going to chew gum again.
Hopefully.
But at the same time, I mean, hey, anything could happen. I mean, Triple H was almost fired for the curtain call incident, and 20 years later, now he's banging the boss's daughter. So anything could happen.
Oh, what a good life.
Anything could happen in the WWE.
What a good life. My God.
But no, I mean, I don't know. I'm one of those people where I think WWE was a little overboard and kind of came across
absolutely.
As dicks for the way they handled it.
It would have been better if they just let it go. Because then everybody wouldn't have talked about it, and now you got a PR nightmare.
Yeah, especially you got this red herring that you kind of self-created because Vince had to shove him.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know?
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, honestly, there was enough people out there to where the shove by Vince, I think, was kind of unnecessary. All he needed was, like, a playful jab from a colleague to be like, hey, come on.
Yep, yep. You know, no, I agree. Well, switching gears.
Yes.
My goodness, is Excite Wrestling going to be busy?
Very much so.
My goodness. I mean, okay, so I look on Excite Wrestling's page. We've got a show for February. The Front Row, by the way, sold out for this Friday. Care to hype this show a little bit, Daddy Bones, post 80?
I mean, the show is literally 4 days away. It is this Friday night, and like Scott said, it is a Front Row sellout. I know the general admission pre-sales are doing very strong. So it looks like Excite's going to have a pretty amazing show this Friday night. Two of my clients are in action. Mark House will be taking on Axel Lennox, as well as Nick Napoleon will be taking on Rob Cook in a steel cage match. Now, since the last episode of the Binghamton Throw Punch, there has been some changes made to the Excite card. And there's been some match lineups, some match change-ups. For example, the six-man tag match has been officially changed to a three-way dance featuring Hybrid Sean Carr taking on Brian Myers, the former Kurt Hawkins.
Yep.
and as well as Donovan Dijak.
Yeah.
Did I say that correctly?
Donovan Dijak.
Dijak.
Yep.
Now, Donovan Dijak, this is going to be my first time seeing
him.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Don't miss this match.
Definitely don't.
Seriously, no hype. Like, really, don't miss this match. Like, this is going to be the match. I'm looking forward to this match. I know that Rob Cook and Nick Napoleon are going to beat the ever-living hell out of one another, but with all due respect to everybody else, Carr, Myers, and Dijak, that's going to be a good match, man. We can't miss this one. The last time I was out running my mouth to you, we missed the Carr and Godama. We can't miss this one, okay? We can't miss this match. We got to see this one.
Very much.
No hype. No hype. It really isn't. It's a fact.
Well, now we have a six-way dance.
Yes.
It's going to be Sozio versus Alex Payne versus Alexander James versus Michael Skyros, as well as Jay Freddy and Pinky Sanchez.
Yes. Good match.
Very good match.
Who do you got on this one? Quick prediction for me and Daddy Bones.
I mean, it's hard to say. Sozio, Alex Payne, and Alexander James are no strangers to the Excite Wrestling fans.
Right.
As well as the show is going to be different, too, because I understand and I know there's going to be a lot of the 2CW faithful Binghamton fans coming out to see this show. And I know they know Michael Skyros very well. They know
former champion at 2CW.
Yes, he was.
Okay.
As well as another former 2CW champion, Jay Freddy.
Yes.
And Pinky Sanchez, you were raving about last week.
Man, so. He does. I've seen YouTube videos of him. I have never seen him live. I'm really happy to see this match put together.
And then,
if I recall too, Sozio, Payne, and James are all coming off losses, so we can expect them to try to rebound here in this match.
Very much so. I mean, everybody has something to prove in this match going into it and coming out of that match. It's only going to make the winner look stronger in the long run. So it could definitely set up some opportunities in the future. I mean, for all I know, one of them could very well be the next number one contender. You know what I mean? For the Excite Wrestling Heavyweight Championship, which, by the way, is not being defended at this show. But I'm pretty a little
angry about that.
Well, it's because I know how much it's making Mark House fume.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the fact that he was unable to compete. He take his belt away. The champ can't even show up. But, oh, no, it's okay. Keep the belt safe.
Yeah, that is. You know what? That is kind of crap.
It is kind of crap.
I'm not going to lie to you.
And people say we got nothing to be disgruntled about.
I hate
right
to
there.
Fuel this fire of self-pity over here, but I got to be honest with you. You got a point. This is, maybe I'll have to get Moose on. I got Moose on this program, on Three Ropes, actually, on Wednesday, tomorrow.
Okay. Well, just know I've been having plenty of meetings with Napoleon. I've been having plenty of meetings with Mark House, phone conferences, FaceTime, Skype conferences. Points are going to be made this
Things
Friday.
Are in order over
Things
there.
Things are in order. Points will definitely be made this Friday.
That's good. Well, in another switch, we've got the Kentucky gentleman, Chuck Taylor, making, I believe, his Excite Wrestling debut. Is that correct?
No, Chuck Taylor has been in the Excite Wrestling before.
Okay. And, you know, really weird was when I was saying that, I'm like, I think I'm wrong. Kentucky gentleman, Chuck Taylor, and Dan Barry, who is making his debut for Excite, Dan Barry.
Right. Okay. Now, originally, Taylor was scheduled to team with Dan Barry and Bill Carr, but Bill Carr cannot be at the show, so, you know, we had to switch some matches around. And
good team, though. They'll be taking on Evil Uno, formerly of the Super Smash Brothers tag team, right?
Yeah. And
Greg Excellent.
And I do have to say, Greg Excellent, you know, I have things to say about Greg Excellent that
Uh-oh.
I can say for another podcast. But the only thing I can definitely say is that it's going to be pretty interesting to see Evil Uno in action. And the reason I say that is because from seeing him in action at other organizations, I am a fan of the Super Smash Brothers. So I was, no pun intended, I was a little excited to
Uh-oh.
See that Evil Uno was going to be is going to be there in Binghamton on Friday. And honestly, I haven't seen the Evil Uno look for him.
I haven't either. I didn't even know this
so,
existed. I need
yeah,
the Super
so
Smash Brothers.
That's going to be some fun Friday night. So
Man.
Either way, I mean, Excite Wrestling is going to go down Friday night at the American Legion Post Stadium, Binghamton. It's going to be a sick show, and like Scott said, head to excitewrestling.com because there's Johnny Moose has made an announcement pretty much of a bunch of shows going down this year. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Excite Wrestling. I mean, this is pretty much, we're celebrating our fourth anniversary show. So the fact that, you know, Johnny Moose has announced these series of shows going down over the course of the year. I mean, as of right now, Excite's cards are pretty much all on the table.
Yeah. And the one show that I see is scheduled for, if I'm reading this right, Friday night, June 10th.
Yes.
And Friday night, June 10th, is the Brendan Spike Norton Fields Memorial Tournament, American Legion Post 80. Get there.
Yeah.
Because last year was off the hook. And this year, it can only be better. There are a lot of things that, you know, last year was really weird with the Norton thing because there was a lot of...
Actually, you know what? You kind of had that wrong.
No, is it Saturday, June 11th then?
No, it is Friday. Looking at the announcement right now, it's actually a double shot. Friday night, June 10th, is going to be the Spike Norton Memorial
Tournament. That's what I said.
Tournament. Well, you had you had the 11th highlighted. That's what I thought.
People can't read. They hear me.
True.
I said that the,
I'm going off of you. And
you're going off of something. Going off on a tangent.
But no,
getting
yeah.
Getting lost.
Friday night, June 10th, the Excite Wrestling.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's going to hold the Brendan.
It's not highlighted.
Not anymore. It's not. But we're going to hold the Brendan Fields Spike Norton Memorial Tournament.
Yep.
And the following night, Saturday, June 11th, Excite Wrestling is going to be having Anger Management. So Friday night and Saturday night, there's both going to be two shows at the American Legion Post 80.
Man, make me work double.
Hey, I gotta work double too.
Yeah, I know. I gotta write all this stuff down though. This sucks.
Copy paste. Copy
Moose.
Paste.
Okay. Come on, man. My girlfriend's like, I hate Johnny Moose. I'm like, why? And like, his character is it? He just makes you write a lot.
Yeah.
Everyone does. But no, in all seriousness, that's an amazing thing. I was looking down the show. I mean, around down the schedule for Excite. We got a show on. You know, you guys got a show February, April, June. Two of them in June, you said July, a September date that's out of town, and a November date. That's pretty aggressive for you guys, right? I mean, you know, you guys usually throw, what, a quarter of these shows, half of these shows?
Well, I mean, let's...
Now we've got a regular schedule.
I mean, let's be realistic here.
Right.
There's obviously now a void in the Binghamton wrestling scene with 2CW closing its doors.
Yeah.
Some people find it a blessing. Some people find it a curse. But at the same time, I look at it as opportunity for a lot of people. It's an opportunity for Excite Wrestling to take it in another direction, take it to the next level. And, you know, that's the thing. With Johnny Moose being the owner of Excite Wrestling, Johnny Moose for the past 4 years has also had shared responsibilities with 2CW. Johnny Moose has done a lot for 2CW. And, you know, when it comes down to it, Johnny has more time on his hands right now to focus on Excite. So as you can see, the Johnny Moose thought train is barreling down the line. And,
oh God. What a scary image you have just presented to everyone here listening to this show.
That could be merch. Can you imagine us selling a toy train with Johnny Moose's face on the front of it? And
Thomas the Tank Engine modified to Johnny Moose. Oh man, yeah, no, So it's cool. And I talked to Johnny. He's like, you know, we're trying to do bigger things here. We're trying to do more things here. But I told him, the thing I care about the most is Spike Norton show. Friday night, June 10th. Tickets for sure have not been on sale yet, but when they are, we will let you know.
Definitely.
Don't go to this WWE bullshit either.
No.
You know. We let you guys know that the house show is going on, but just buy a ticket to the Spike Norton show. Support somebody local.
Yeah.
Support a bunch of guys. And honestly, and I'm not kidding you, have a better show.
Honestly, this is the only little tidbit I'm going to reveal about the Spike Norton show is, you know, the purpose of the show is we want to remember Spike in the way he deserves to be remembered. But at the same time, we're trying to raise money for his family so we can buy our friend a tombstone.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, that's the main goal. There ain't no money going in no promoter's pocket. There ain't this amount of cash going into this wrestler's pocket. Everybody's coming together for a great purpose and a wonderful reason, and that's remembering Brendan, and that's it.
Yeah.
It's all about Brendo.
It's really an important thing to me, too. I'm somebody who went up to his spot up at Calvary Cemetery. If anybody's wondering, it's right by the mall, Oakdale Mall in Johnson City,
mm-hmm.
and it's Section 12. And there lies Brendan Norton, Spike Norton Fields, and no headstone yet, but I'm somebody who went up there and took care of it, and I can tell you that there's been a lot of stuffed animals left up there. There's been a lot of people that have been up there, seen a bottle of hot sauce up there that Vinny left. So it's been well attended. I know that I spent several hours in that cemetery over the summer. I cut grass there a little bit for them, side jobs and stuff. And
a Cadbury cream egg in his casket.
Was that you?
Yes.
A Cadbury cream egg?
He loved them fucking
bad. Really?
So I made sure he had one.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Oh. That was a tough day. And the thing is, we can make sure that this is always not negative. It's always going to be positive. We can always remember this guy, this big goofy bastard that really just kind of touched all of us. And this year is going to be like no other. I mean, last year there was a lot of emotional stuff going into it. We had just lost Brendan.
Right.
There had also been a lot of personal feuds that are far too real, that have gone on that really didn't have to anymore, and we ended that, and this year everybody's kind of on the same page. We're all back together a little bit, and it's all kind of kumbaya. So we can make sure that this is going to be a good event, and the stories are still told in the ring.
Yeah, and I think Brendo's very proud of a lot of us as far as how we've grown and moved on.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it didn't need to happen.
No,
there was a lot of bullshit.
Yeah.
And I said that in the write-up, too, that I did on that, is there was a lot of money left on the table, because who gives a shit if you guys hate each other on social media? Just fight it out and make some money.
Mm-hmm.
Cornette's like, what? I get like a Cornette face. Like, you're goddamn leaving money on the goddamn table.
Or Dustman telling you, too many vampires.
but yeah, so it's going to be an important day. And big ups to Moose and to you guys over Excite. For really just up in the ante a little bit and having more shows for the Binghamton public. That's really cool. And Binghamton's really kind of blowing up.
Definitely.
You know, as far as things are concerned, we've just had the Hacksaw Jim Duggan event that took place at the Relief Pitcher on Friday, and a lot of good things coming out of that. Andy Mashala, I believe, is how I'm saying that right. Help. He is the one that promoted that event. Thank you so much for bringing Hacksaw Jim Duggan in here to Binghamton. And you know, there's a WWE live event that's happening around the corner. We've got the Excite show that we've been talking about. ECPW Stand Up and Fight, April 1st at the Magic City Music Hall. Tickets are on sale right now, and that's something that we can talk about and preview at a later date. We're kind of focused on Excite right now until the show. That's kind of how we handle things over here, brother. But that's pretty much it, man. Binghamton is blowing up.
Definitely, definitely. 2016's off to a wonderful, amazing start, and it's only going to get better.
Yeah, I can't wait. As a kid, when I was growing up around here, I'd listen to you on Five Questions. And if you haven't listened to Ann Daddy Bones on Five Questions, it just released yesterday.
Yes, it did.
You had been talking about how you used to thumb to the back of the magazines and you'd see these guys, and I was listening to the names that you said, and I was like, whoa, like somebody else seen these, like Reckless Youth and Cheetah Master and Ace Darling and all these guys. And I could never have imagined when I was that old. I always thought, man, why can't we have one here? Why is it always in Knoxville, Tennessee, Chattanooga, mm-hmm. Tennessee? And then I'd read Johnson City, Tennessee. And I'd be like, bitch. And I was hoping that something would come here. And not only to just be a part of it, but to cover it and to see this entire area of Binghamton that is, let's face it, a depressed area that is on the rebound now, more college kids coming, more things coming, more events coming.
It's been on the rebound for like the past decade.
Yeah. Well, but it's actually making strides now. We've got some breweries downtown. We've got really nice restaurants opening up. I mean, it's more vibrant downtown. And with that vibrancy comes pro wrestling. And pro wrestling, even though it's shunned by a lot of people, there's still a lot of people that show up to the Post 80
right.
in Binghamton. And this crowd has been building and building and building and building. And yes, we're never going to get a Monday Night Raw again.
Who cares? Right.
Because we've got Excite, and we've got ECPW, and we've got Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
there's many things going on.
I mean, that's the thing, especially with wrestling today, with what WWE's doing down at Full Sail University with NXT.
What?
You know, today's wrestler isn't trying to get signed to Raw or SmackDown. Today's wrestler is hoping to job on NXT.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's, like, so many people, like, I mean, you look at NXT right now, and there's so many dudes on the indies that are, like, making appearances, from Johnny Gargano to Tommaso Ciampa. You know what I mean? To even, I'm trying to think of... Richard Swann.
Oh,
I mean,
not,
I don't even want to butcher her name, but it was like Diana Perazzo or something like that. She's a ECWA, I believe she's their women's champion right now.
Oh, awesome.
She won the ECWA Super 8 tournament chick fight this year.
Oh, nice.
I went down with Sean Carr when he took on Matt Saigon the night he first took the belt. Then, I mean, the belt got held up afterwards, but the night Sean first became the ECWA heavyweight champion, they had their girl Super 8, and she won that. But now she's getting knocked out by Asuka. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
She's getting beat up by this person and that person. So seeing her a lot lately on WWE television, I'm just like, wow, it's only a matter of time before you're going to see Sean show up on NXT. Or
you know what's weird, too, with NXT is that there is they're letting them keep their names a lot more now.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
I noticed that. Because the rumor going around, too, is that when CM Punk left WWE, that those days were over. Like, Punk was the last indie guy they signed that they allowed to let him keep his name.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else got stuck with a Scotty Goldman, you know, and it's just...
It's always Scott. Scott's always the one that... The name's Scott. It's always, like, the one that people pick on.
And the weird thing, too, is like with Daniel Bryan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You flip-flop
yeah.
his name.
Wow.
Just let him be Brian.
I have
Daniel.
No idea who this guy Brian Danielson is.
We're going to be Daniel Bryan. Oh, yeah, by the way, your wife's going to be on this show called Total Divas, but we're going to call you by your real name.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
It's like,
and
you got my ex-boyfriend, Nick.
No, no. And yeah. And it's, you did that well, very well, far too well. But the thing is, like...
I'm sure I do other things like Nikki Bella does, but we can't talk about
that. No, we shouldn't either. But, you know, it's dumb. The whole reason for it, obviously, people know is, oh, well, when you leave, you can't make money on this. It's like, what the fucking guy makes the money on T-shirts every now and then? He's making $400. You guys made $400,000 at the house show last night.
Or God forbid,
are you kidding?
Or God forbid, Figures Inc. wants to put this Kevin Steen figure in this line of Ring of Honor figures. But
yep.
We just signed him, and he's going to get a Mattel figure to Kevin.
It's ridiculous. In short, so I you know, it's nice to see that they're actually letting them keep their names and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, guys like Gene Snitsky, for instance. If he wasn't Gene Snitsky, you wouldn't know him as Carl, whatever. I mean, that's not his name. But you know what I mean?
Some of the name change don't work. Like, everybody, you know, everyone's like, oh my God, I'm so excited. They, oh my God, I'm marking out right now. They just signed Kenta Bryant and then Hideo Itami, and now we get like, you know, pre-burned Scorpion for Mortal Kombat is what I basically get when I look at Hideo Itami.
Yeah, that experiment did not work out so well.
No.
But you know.
That's the only fear I got with them signing Shinsuke Nakamura.
Mm-hmm.
is that he's such a big deal in Japan like Kenta was, and then they're going to bring him over to WWE and not know what to do with him.
And this is the thing with Shinsuke Nakamura, is he's a star, man. Like, he's not just like a mid-carder guy over there. He is a star. He is a crossover star. Popularity in the big markets. If they were equivalent to what ESPN, ABC, Good Morning America, all this stuff over here, the equivalent of what we have over here, over there, is where he's on. He's doing the talk show circuits. He's doing the sports things. He's a crossover star. He's an actual celebrity. I don't think you can change his name. But again, you've got 95% of the WWE universe that are dumb out of their skulls and don't have any idea about New Japan.
And that's the thing. I mean, you got smart marks, and then you got the WWE audience that only know everything there is to know about WWE. I mean, you even had that SmackDown Raw audience that don't watch NXT.
But the thing was, the WWE is currently looking at other markets, China, Japan, and a little bit of South America.
Well, they can look at China all they want. She's still not going in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, God. but maybe another Hall of Fame, but we won't go there. But in all seriousness, they're looking at talent from other countries. And they've got this guy, Shinsuke Nakamura, who's already got a built-in brand, who's already got a built-in name, who's already got a built-in fan base. I don't think you change the name. I think you keep it the same. I think they are going to keep it the same, if I'm not mistaken, just because they announced Nakamura for NXT Dallas, correct? Against Finn Balor, is that right?
Yes. Or no, Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn.
But that's the thing. I mean, honestly, I think they should ditch the last name and just call him Shinsuke. I mean, dummy it down for the WWE
it's
audience.
It's Shinsuke.
Shinsuke?
Yeah.
It's not Shinsuke?
It's Shinsuke.
Okay.
What the hell kind of name is Shinsuke?
Japanese? But no, I mean, that's the thing. You need to have a name that can be dummied down to two or three chants. Shinsuke.
Yeah,
Shinsuke,
you're right.
Or, you know what I mean?
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Shinsuke, awesome.
Or
the new WWE chant I'm noticing a lot on NXT. Hey, we watch Shinsuke. Remember that? You ever hear that?
No.
Watch Bayley matches. They
really?
Do it every time Bayley wrestles. They go, hey, we want some Bayley.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you see Bayley's entrance for Finn Balor? Did you see that?
Her entrance for Finn Balor?
Yeah, she did the Finn Balor entrance. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man. Finn Balor had been out, and...
I heard he had hurt his foot.
Yeah, and she came down, made everybody feel good. She did the entrance. Let me see if I can show you something. This is already the end. Hold on. Let me see if I can... I'm going to try to pull this up for you, the entrance.
Bayley does. No, go back. Was one underneath it. Nope, that one.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. It looks like Finn Balor is already in the ring on that one, though.
No, he was walking around the house.
Oh, wait, yeah, you're right. So she does this entrance, and I guess they're not going to show it yet. See, she's already in the ring. Whatever. She did the Finn Balor entrance, and I'll show you after we get off the air. Of this thing. It's just cool, like, how NXT it gets a lot of criticism because a lot of fans and a lot of wrestlers think that they're trying to take over the indies, and maybe they are, but there's cool moments that only WWE can do.
WWE has NXT does a better job of being TNA than TNA does of being TNA right now.
You're right. We've got somebody on the line. Let's pick up this call, 5368.
Caller, you are on the Binghamton Throat Punch. What's up?
Maybe not.
No, we don't have no call yet.
Well, there is a call, but they are not talking. It is 5368. This may be Holbert.
Well, that was a good little. Oh yeah, there you go.
So he's not talking. We can't hear him.
But we know Jim Holbert is on the line.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how to.
We're still learning.
Yeah. This is live radio.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
There's
Hello.
Jimmy.
Hello.
There's Jim. Jim, can you hear us? Is there any communication?
I can hear you. It took me a second to hear you guys, but now I can hear you.
Okay.
What's up, Jim?
First caller of the Binghamton Throat Punch. Brandon Alpha also made history last week, being the first caller into a three ropes program, and he didn't even know he was calling. So, Jim, you're the first caller that actually knows he's calling. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I'm trying to listen to the show, but it seems the easiest way is to call in and sit on hold and listen.
Yeah, we don't like people listening. We're only doing this for me and Ian.
Yeah, you listen after the fact. That's why we got links to share.
I relinked Jimmy. He clicked, and apparently you had heard? I don't know. What's going on, Jim? What's going on this shitty-ass day here? We got destroyed with weather last night.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I'm stuck at work all morning long, and I just received word that my truck's not going to be here till about 4 or 5 o'clock, so looks like I'll be here till about 8 o'clock tonight. But other than that, you know, I just...
How's that going?
I just figured I would get a hold of you guys and check out this new show that we got going on here on Pre-Roll.
Oh, bro, we have got intros. It does not meet the standard of the Jimmy Holbert rap intro that I think, Ian, have you heard?
I actually did for the first time yesterday.
Yeah, oh, yesterday.
Who did that? Well, because you tagged me in the link yesterday, so I was able to.
Well, it's Jim Holbert rapping.
Yeah, no. Ian was our guest. Was my guest for this week's show.
We have production people here at Three Ropes that we are going to start offering these services soon. But it's a gentleman that we know out in Phoenix, Arizona that ripped it for Jimmy and you guys. The five questions with Mr. 1, 2, 3 was released yesterday. You guys both did a good job.
Well, thank you very much. It was, like I said, it was a pleasure being on Jim's show. And from what I understand, I'm sitting in your chair right now, Jim, so I'm keeping it warm.
That is true.
Good. So it'll be nice and warm for me tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we are doing Three Ropes tomorrow at noon. And yes, he is sitting in your chair. I told him to keep it. I told him to keep it under control over there, and just make sure nothing gets broke.
Sorry, I didn't leave the Faygo for you though, Ian.
And what?
I didn't leave any Faygo for Ian.
Oh, I told him about the cotton candiness.
It's okay. I got my wife's brand quality cola today, so I'm doing pretty good as far as the caffeine goes.
And I have a Coca-Cola with a Santa Claus on it in February. I'm a little concerned.
Not
Jim.
Really. Hey, you got nothing to worry about because the back of your thing says share a Coke with Polar Bear. So these were just introduced this season, so you're good. You're not going to die yet.
I don't know how comfortable I am with that. Well, Jim, what can we expect from five questions coming up? Do you have any guys that might be listening, or somebody that you have in planned or in store for five questions?
Well, obviously, we're still trying to get with our Cuba Carmichael, who's been very busy. We also have Super Coptic Justice coming up here soon. Hopefully this weekend I'll be able to get with the help of Ian, of course. I might get a chance to talk with Nick Napoleon and maybe Mark Howe.
Definitely.
We want to get, you know, I spent some time yesterday trying to get that steel cage put together for this Friday night. And
How did that go, yeah, Jim?
That was a lot of fun in 10-degree weather.
Yeah, working with Moose. I can see that Moose plans things out accordingly.
And, but yeah.
Real scholar, this guy.
Once we got in a groove, we got things going, and I think we'll be all ready for Friday night show, and it's going to be a good one.
Now, is the cage complete? Is it done?
It is, I'd say, about 90% done. Got to finish the top of the cage. On the side where the door is going to go and get the door put on, and then they are pretty much set.
Now, I heard that Bob's Burger, or the Sassanos, were over there helping you guys out. Were there any injuries that you can report?
Was Frank wearing pants this time?
Yes, actually, Frank was actually wearing pants yesterday. We were joking with him because Frank is a guy that always wears shorts. We were picking on him, but, you know... I think I was the only one that really stayed out in the cold. Those guys kept going and hibernating by the heater in the car. And then Moose's garage, you know, me and Scott played hockey for quite a few years, so this, that cold weather was really nothing to me, other than my feet got a little cold.
Well, it's exciting to see, pun intended, because I'm that lame. But the cage is going to be put up now. Is this the main event? Do you know, Jim? Did he say, or do either one of you guys know, is this the main event?
Honestly, I won't know until I get there.
Yeah.
I really won't.
Hashtag indie wrestling. All right. Well, Jim, thanks for calling in, man. Look forward to talking with you tomorrow on Three Ropes, and take care of yourself out there in this shitty weather.
All right, guys. You guys have a good day. I'm going to go back to cutting up some tomatoes. What's that, Ian?
I'll talk to Mark House and Napoleon about getting those interviews on Friday.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to message them today with their questions, and hopefully we can get that done this weekend. And I thank you, Ian, for being my guest this week. It was a great episode. I hope everybody listens to it. And, of course, check us out tomorrow on Three Ropes Radio. See you later, guys.
Yeah. All right, man. Have a good one, Jimmy.
All right, Jim Holbert, the host of Five Questions of Mr. 123. Good program here on Three Ropes Station. And
Family Network of Podcasts.
God, you're hired. Branding expert, Ian Daddy Bones over here. As you can see, I've got some office material over here, and I wrote your name big on my wall.
I know, I got homework to do.
We've got some homework, but that's okay. Just homework's fun around here.
Yeah.
But we are doing we're doing this show every now and then, whenever we feel like it in the morning.
Well, right now, I mean, right now, to me, Tuesday mornings, Friday mornings tend to work best because those are taking advantage of 2 days I have off. But like I said, today kind of had to get. Rearranged due to my kids not having school, but yeah, let's something else happened last week. One of my favorite wrestlers dropped a bomb as far as life-changing news.
Yes.
And that was Bret the Hitman Hart came forward and announced that he had not only had prostate cancer, but he was already set up to have surgery to take care of it.
This was a couple days after Bruce Hart had announced the same thing.
Leave it to Bruce Hart to always be focusing on him and stealing his brother's thunder.
Well, it was Bret that stole Bruce's thunder this time. Bret was after Bruce. Bruce was first.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I don't know. I don't know. One thing about wrestling, there's never a good Bruce Hart story.
There's really not. It's a little interesting. Bret Hart was always my favorite wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, the Hitman was the man that that was right in my sweet spot of like when I was 7, 8, 9 years old. And it was hard. I mean, I really don't ever get affected by celebrities when they're like, "Oh, I've got this terrible thing," or everyone's like, "Oh my God!" Like I'm like, I don't know this person. Bret Hart was the first one that I could actually identify with in that regard. That it's like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
And the good news is that the cancer he's kind of got, the cancer that he does have, should I say, is not, it's every cancer is life-threatening.
Right. It's still cancer, but it's not, on the list of top 5 deadliest cancers, he's got like number 8.
Yes, it's very strong recovery rate. So we hope, and obviously he probably ain't listening, but to all the Bret Hart fans, we're with you, man. Like, it sucks. And we'll have to see. We'll have to see if the Hitman can beat the hell out of this thing. I think he can. And best wishes to Bret Hart going
forward. There's two types of people in this world. There's those with the sick sense of humor that actually create memes, and then you have the sick people that actually laugh at those memes.
Yeah.
So this whole Bret Hart thing, I wasn't holding any punches. He was my favorite wrestler, but I'm like, damn it, there's going to be some mean memes, so I'm going to make sure I make the mean one first. So I took that picture of Vince McMahon during the whole Bret Screwed Bret interview and freaking made the top of it. I didn't give Bret cancer. Bret gave cancer.
What the hell is in the water in Calgary? Because, my God, like, the Hart family, if I was a Hart family member, I'd be getting checked immediately. I mean, really. Like, two brothers, boom, boom, same thing. I'm like, oh, God. Like, I'm thinking, I'm worried if I ever drink water. or ate food in that house.
Or ate the snow or whatever.
Yeah, that. It's something.
Don't eat the yellow moose snow. You're going to get prostate cancer.
It's Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. Yellow moose
nose Mountain Dew. That sounds like either a vape flavor or a Faygo flavor. One of the two.
Mountain moose piss.
Now it really does start to sound more like a Faygo flavor. But, shout out to Glenn Post. Post is out of surgery. He was not in surgery all week, just to be clear.
Right.
On how I said that. But he is out of surgery.
The last episode.
Yep, and he's recovering very well. He's back to a sarcastic self. So, Glenn Post, big ups, man. We're really happy to have found this better news for you. We hope that you are in much better comfort. He said that he was going to try to go to the first show he wanted to come back with is Stand Up and Fight, April 1st. Do not rush it. But if you can make it, that would be amazing. Everybody'd love to see you.
Yeah, definitely.
So Glenn Post and Glenn Post Designs, who still has not paid his advertising budget over here at the station, but we still give him some daps. What the thing is, you know, I mean, Glenn makes some pretty good art, and he's chilling over there, and he's always got some sarcastic shit to say. So, So Glenn, thanks for listening,
And
thanks for being cool and following your doctor's advice. Joe Post and the whole Post family, a lot that they went through.
Yeah.
But congratulations, I guess, are in order for pulling out that piece of good news for everybody and being healthy relatively and, you know, getting on a better plane, and just being in better spirits overall.
Definitely,
so it's good to see. It's good to see Glenn happy.
Yes.
So that's it. I think we have extended our time out of here.
All right.
Is there anything else you want to say?
Not really. I mean, it's been a good show. I'm hoping my daughter's not out there destroying your living room, which I'm pretty sure she's not. I got her set up on my tablet with my headphones.
What's she watching out there?
Okay, she started watching this show on YouTube where it was like this Russian cartoon about this girl and a bear.
Mm-hmm.
But then it came to Netflix and come to find out it's called Masha and the Bear. So she was watching that, but I did step out of the studio for a moment while Scott was talking about the Hacksaw Jim Duggan thing because Natalia was calling me out in the other room, so I had to go see what she was doing. But
the show ended.
Huh?
Is that what happened? The show ended.
Oh, it did?
No, I mean for her.
No, she's watching YouTube.
Ian looks at the monitor like, are we off the air? Am I talking to nobody?
Well, you're like, yeah, the show ended. I'm like, oh, it did?
No,
oh, crap.
I'm saying, did her show end?
Yeah, she's watching YouTube. Her new favorite thing of watching other kids open toys that I don't buy her. It's amazing. Daddy, will you buy me that? Well, why don't we go home and let you watch somebody play with it on YouTube? And then if you still think it's an interesting toy, then we'll talk.
This is the best parenting trick ever.
No, it's not. They self-stumbled across it. No, there's this whole channel called EvanTube that my kids are addicted. It's this brother and sister. I don't know how it works, but it's like they get toys sent to them.
For, like, I would go there, but there's governmental restrictions
on
my computer.
All these toy companies just mail them crap. Mm-hmm. And then they do these videos where they review these toy products.
So these kids are the most spoiled kids in the world.
Pretty much, but at the same time, they're the most well-behaved.
Are they?
Oh, my God, if my kids could just, I like watching my
Yeah, well, even Danny Tanner left cocaine alone on TV, okay? That's all I'm saying.
Oh, God, I'm working.
Although, you know what? He was always trying to clean stuff, so maybe that's been another character.
It's a clean house. If you get Danny Tanner's coke, and you'll have a nice clean house.
Oh, God. It might be more healthy than this Coke that I drank with the Santa Claus.
Let's see why we got plenty of Coke.
Oh, God. All right. Well, on that note, we will
see you
hype.
Next week.
Yeah, let's hype Excite one more time. February 19th.
American
Do
Legion.
Your job, Daddy Bone.
Yes, American Legion Post 80, Binghamton, New York, 76 Main Street. Come check out Excite Wrestling. Everything you need to know is on the Excite Wrestling Facebook page. You can go to excitewrestling.com. You can go to originalgeekspodcast.com. I did a nice little write-up that, I did a nice little copy-paste section of all the advertising matches. So,
honestly.
Yeah. That's how the magic happens. But, just go check it out, and we'll see you Friday. It's going to be sick.
Awesome. All right. Well, that's it for me, too. I will be there Friday. I don't know if we're going to be handing out flyers or not. I know that I'm trying to get them done. So if they get done in time, you'll get a flyer. If not, then the next Excite show and every other Excite show, we'll be handing out some stuff, and we'll make our presence known. So come over, say hi to us. Give Ian the finger when he comes down to the ring. I know I certainly will be.
Guy will probably spit beer in my face and tell me I suck dick. But
no.
He does that at every show.
It's worked ever since. All right, well, we're out of here. Ian, thanks for joining me, and we'll be back next week.
All right.
Go ahead.
And until next time, get punched in your throat.
This has been a presentation of the Three Ropes Media Network. For more, find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Three Ropes or visit us at threeropes.com.